Just to finish up the Gemara in Chok Chesed on the base, and then we're going to go to Vav. So the Gemara is trying to find the Tana, right? So we have the three Tanayim. Basically, yeah, we have three Tanayim: Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef Levi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds is Lifnei Zmano, Toch Zmano, and Lachash Mano. Okay, yeah. By the way, I saw in one of the Achronim, he was dealing with the question. The Achronim, boy, they have a lot to say on the daf. But he was dealing with the question of why it says by Rabbi Shimon, why does it say in the beginning, on the first, on the top of the daf, it says, Toch zmano over love, bikare right. So we made note of that problem. But it's interesting. One of the Achronim tries to be medayik and answer over there. It was the I think it's called the Pnei Shlomo. Pnei Shlomo. He's a very, very, I've used him before in Shabbos. He was very, very good. It's the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansfried. And he wanted him, I have to go through it more carefully, but he wanted to say basically that since Rabbi Shimon is learning the mitzvah, since Rabbi Shimon is learning chametz from Ba'erev, from the pasuk of Tochel Olav Matzos, right? He's learning the chametz from Tochel Olav Matzos, which is Balaila. So how do you know there's nisu chametz all week long? Maybe just nisu chametz when there's a chi of matzah at night. So he says, no. Since the pasuk says there's kares all week long, it must be that there's a lav. Learning the laugh from the Kares. What are the Gemaras where the Gemara says, well, if there's Kares, it has to be a laugh. Yeah. So it's Dafka. The Kares, the laugh. So those are the three Pesukim for Rabbi Yehuda, right? You had, oh, I'm sorry. So the Gemara goes through, what are the three Pesukim for Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. So you have three Pesukim. Lo ye ochel chametz, v'chol machmetzos lo sofeilu, on lo sofal olav chametz. And the Gemara says one is Lifnei Zmano, one is La'achas Zmano, and one is L'Toch Zmano. Okay, so the Ran just makes the point like this. When the Gemara says there are three psukim, and one is before, one is during, one is after, it doesn't mean randomly, whichever one is. It's just there are three psukim and three zmanim. It's not meduyak which one is to which. It says, no, there's a specificity of which one is to which. It says, the kol chad efshar. He says that's not true. He says devadei kra the low sochal olav chametz that we know is definitely lifnei zman. That's low sochal olav chametz. That's about the shchita of the breakfast. Okay. The low sochal olav is mashma l'Rabbi Yehuda mishas shchita of the Pesach. That's how we got the whole thing started. And then he wants to say kol machmetzes lo sofeilu. That's l'toch zmano. Because it says, "Before Moshe Rosechem tofu matzos," so it must be in the Zman that there's a mitzvah of matzos, before machmetzos. And lo ye ochel chametz, that's la'achas mano, because it doesn't say over there anything about matzah. So that's the way Rabbi Huda reads the Pesukim. He says, "Lo sochal olav chametz, that's a zman shchitas ha'pesa. That's olav from the pasuk before." Kol machmetzos is in conjunction. That one does have a reference to matzah. So that must be during the chag. Okay. And I don't know why he doesn't prove it from the Kares. But okay, he says, and the and lo ye ochel, that is not connected to matzah. So that is after the fact. That's the matzah. That's the chametz after the zman. And he says, and that's what the Gemara says later on. that Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, since it says lo ye ochel chometz miboyle, and that's the sugya you're talking about, la'achazman, the issur of after. So you see the Gemara does line up the lav of lo ye ochel with la'achazman. He says vafilo ochi mafkinan issur hanah lekulu. So the thing is, lo ye ochel is like what the Ram says, that's how you know it's Nisr HaNo. Because lo ye ochel implies it shouldn't be anything that brings you to achila. And like Rashi says, all hanos eventually bring you to achila. But anyway, something wrong with that. So he says, even though the pasuk of lo ye ochel is after the chag, you can still learn from all of them in Nisr HaNo. The kaven de golilan drachmana v'chad who had din bekulu. So if Rabbi Yehuda's way of learning goes like this, you have, unlike the Ran says, you had three lavin, and it would have been necessary to say that they're all repetitions of the same issue. Okay, but he sees that lo sochal olav is a demonstrates that there exists chametz outside of the zman of chag, outside of the zman of Pesach. And therefore he learns now that lo ye ochel, which also is not associated with matzah, is also an iser lachazman. Okay, and but since it's all an iser of chametz, any place within anyone, any definition that applies to one will apply to all. Okay, so and maybe like Moshe was saying, maybe it's the same. Consider it in some way the same Isser of achilas chametz. Okay, we'll think about what that means. But that's the way Rabbi Yehuda learned. And has Rabbi Shimon learned? And has Rabbi Shimon learned? Rabbi Shimon learns what? He doesn't want to say. He learns like the Ran is saying. He takes the ikkar to be that pasuk is being mafkia any iser chametz outside of Pesach. Correct. That's lo sochal. That's sochal olav chametz shivas yom tochal olav matzos. That the pasuk is demonstrating. The pasuk is go the way he puts it, goli lan kro de b'shas. So he learns that pasuk. It's interesting. Learns the pasuk like negating an avenue, or forging the reality, the essence of the iser chametz to the zman of achilas matzah. And therefore, there's no possibility according to Rabbi Shimon of an Isser outside the Zman of Matzah. And therefore he's forced to take those other psukim for other reasons. Kol Machmetz he holds is for the Dover Acher. Okay. And he doesn't want to learn, he can't learn two things from it, point here. Like for Rabbi Yehuda, he's learning two things from it. And Lo Ye Ochel, he has to go and put it on the Drasha like Rabbi Yossi, as dochuk as that is, because he's learning, he's holding that the pasuk is forging the identity of the iser chametz with the identity of the achilas matzah, and there's no you can't have one without the other, or you can't have the chametz without the zman of the matzah. Okay, one other point. Sorry, just another side point. That those Achronim take up. They try to take up the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi Agudi. Toma al Atmecha, what's his Tamiya? Right? It's a funny. I think it's true that this is not a discussion. I don't think Rabbi Yossi Agudi is in this Bar Plug. I don't think it's the Bar Plug of the Yidden of Jim. Because this Gemara is other places too. And it's not a response to Rabbi Yidden of Jim. But it's just Toma al Atmecha. So I don't know. There's a lot said over there. Slough goes on and on. I have a, I don't know, I have ambivalence about the Slough in general. But one of the Mefarshim wanted to say that his Tamiya is in terms of how could you be over by your Rabbi Yamasi if you're in Israel. He doesn't like that. He doesn't have that idea of the Shnei Dvarim, the not Bereshusifa. So he says, Tamia, how are you going to be over? What do you mean, Asarbat? How do you have Balei Rabbeinu? It's an interesting guy. Right. Yeah, but it's true. Yosef is right. The Kinyan of Ozores is a similar issue. All right, anyway, so where are we at now? So that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the Gemara says, we're not going to be able to make the Mishnah either who? Either Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What's the problem with Rabbi Yehuda being the Mishnah? Because Rabbi Yehuda is an Isser. It should be anybody's chametz after that. It should be just the same chametz. It should just be any chametz that existed during Pesach as Aser after Pesach. It doesn't have to be the Jews. Has nothing to do with being over Bayi Rabbah Yimotze. So that can't be Rabbi Yehuda. And it can't be Rabbi Shimon because he holds there's no Issa chametz at all after the after Pesach, whether it belongs to a Jew or not. Okay. And it can't be Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Can we take that up? It can't be Rabbi Yossi Aglili because he holds there's no Issa at all. Right. Right. Okay. All right. So basically, the Gemara concludes. The conclusion of the Gemara is that it's really Rabbi Shimon. Okay. It's really Rabbi Shimon, and it's a knas for having owned chametz on Pesach. Okay. That's the Gemara's conclusion. There was a sheet of Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov that it could have been Rabbi Yehuda, but he abandoned that sheet. He himself abandoned that sheet. Okay, be interesting to go into that. I'd like to see. It's a confusing Gemara on that point, but there's one very interesting issue that comes up. It's pretty important to see, I think. So maybe we'll come back to that. But for now, what I want you to do is. So it comes out that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbi Shimon, at least in terms of Chumash Shavuot HaPesach. Right? No one paskins that Chumash after Pesach is also Midaraisa, whether it belonged to a Jew or a non-Jew. Right? So then that becomes, so then the question becomes, what do we hold Lifnei HaPesach? Okay? So that also creates the question: what does Rabbi Shimon himself? It's true he holds there's no lav, but is there an iser from the aseh of teshbisa? Right, because for instance, all of those gemaras that we were doing on Daladama Beis, they were all saying there's an iser from teshbisa. Nobody on that, nobody in all those gemaras, Abaye and Rava, right, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. All of those sources of Ach B'Yom HaRishon, they were just all dealing with Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. And they were saying, and that was the answer from the Gemara saying that Kuli Alma Mia Chometz Mishesh and says Minolan. And Abaye says Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. And the only discussion over there seems to be how you can prove that Tashbisu is the 14th, beginning in the middle of the day. But it does seem that they're all learning as an Isser from Tashbisu. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Rishonim take up on the Gemara on Vav Amudeis. Because the Gemara on Vav Amudeis discusses the Psak, a fixed Psak, that if you get mar if a person marries a woman on Erev Pesach with chametz, we're not choshish for the kiddush. And you're going to say that this psak is not contradictory with the psak of our Mishnah being Rabbi Shimon. You've got to figure out either that we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon lifnei have Pesach, and how is such a thing like that possible? We're going to pass in halfway, or that even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a lav of Lo Socha Olav, his assay effectively creates the same kind of an issue. Right? Okay. Enough talking. Well, let's take a look at this Let's take a look at the Gemara over here on Vavam Beis Tzayin Amar. Let's get the chat. All right, so we're all familiar with the basics of this Gemara. This is the Gemara that says that the bodek has to be mevatel. A bodek tzarech shivatel, and that means at night when he does the bedik at night. Okay. So just pick up at the bottom where the Gemara says. The Gemara says, so let him do the bittul when he finds it, right? And the Gemara says, no, maybe he'll find it after the Zman Isra. And at that time, it's no longer in his Rishus. And he can't do bittul. All right? Rashi, delav Rishusehu, eino shelo, and he won't be able to do bittul. So he has to do bittul the night before. Gomer be Elazar, shnei dvarim einam Rishus shel Adam, v'asan ha-kasaki v'Rishuso. So there are two things that are not in a person's possession, but the Torah makes them like they're his in order to be Rashi kudeh. So it's interesting, Rashi. What's he adding in over there? Right. So he means to say, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean it's in your rishus for the purpose of being over? Or it means that Torah is creating a rishus of issur? Right? Mashma, it's a rishus of issur. It's a new kind of rishus of issur. Right? It's not that the Torah is putting it in your rishus magically in order that you should be chayev on it. Right. And that's why you can't be mafker it. It's not like there are two ways you can own something. Either a typical kinyan or this or dig a bore and you own it. You don't own it because you dug it. You only own it insofar as you're responsible for its hezek. Okay, so over here, it's a little different though, right? It's a little troubling. In other words, by the boor, I understand. Because there's a mice of the boor. The boor, you're not going to be chayav on a boor, midin brahma, right? Brahma is potter. So you only be chayav on the boor, midin momo namazi. But it's not your mama, right? So we'll say no. It's considered yours with regards to its hezek. That is exactly the nature of your bialis, so to speak. You have responsibility for its damage. Therefore, you have to be machasa, all of those things. Okay. This is something, but in a certain sense, it's like you have a kind. It's in your rishus in a certain sense because you're going to be responsible now on its hezek. But over here, it's a little different, no? It's in your rishus, just in the sense that you should be chayev for having it in your rishus. Something that always that's a little bit bothers me. But okay, we'll have to think about it. In other words, that it's not lihis chayev. Lihis chayev sounds like you'll be chayev on it. Now that you own it, you'll have some chiyuv. But no. That is the answer. That's Tamiya. All right, you'll say, it's impossible to have the Isser of Bayira Bayamatse without the Torah creating some kind of a bailus of Isser. So what is that? What is that? I understand by the boar I made it. Okay, so that I understand. A certain bailus of creation. In a certain sense, you're the cause of it. It's associated with you, and therefore it's yours in a certain sense. But over here, it's a funny thing. I'm going to do a Maisa Kinyan. I'm going to give money to a Nafri on Yontif on Chol HaMoed to buy a piece of bread. So what? It's like a pretend Kinyan, like.
Like the answer, taking care of itself.
Like what? The Torah says, as long as you act like Derech Kinyanim, will consider it like a Kinyan. It's just a funny kind of thing. It's always, yeah. So it's bittul would require it to be actually in your rishus, but it's not in your rishus. Oh, so if it's not my rishus, why am I over? Oh, because it's a rishus issue. And the Rosh Hashanah is not totally is not defined by momentous. I can no longer be mevatel that which I don't truly own. Still, always a little bit of a strange thing. I have to think about that. Okay, anyway, but the point is like this. So now the Gemara says, "Vinivatle ba'arba." Oh, the question is how the girsa goes. Vinivatle b'chamesh. So okay, I understand you have to do bittul, because if you don't do bittul at all and you find chametz after the Zman Iser, you may hesitate and be over by your matzah, right? But why do I have to do bittul? Rashi says at night, right? Yeah. Why do I have to do it at night? He says, do it in the fourth hour of the day. Yeah. Right. Yeah, Rashi says, I'm sorry, the last one. Bor versus a Rabbim, he says, Haposifo chayav ben zikin, vena bor shalom. Elishal hefker, sherei versus a Rabbim, the afal pi, shekarohu, ain versus a Rabbim, can you allow? It's impossible. Can't really doubt it. But yet he's responsible for its damage. Okay, Vinivali Barba, Liskanu. So why? I'm not sure what he means by that lashon. Liskanu Rabbanu l'kol Adam. Shiyvatlo.
Make it that kind of everybody right now. That work is
Right.
or whatever it is.
Right.
What's the moment? You bet.
Ubito. Yeah. So funny lesson. Okay, anyway. So he says, Dilma Pasha, Valoma Vatale. So he'll forget. Why? Yiskar. Right. Also, so you have to take into account people's psychology. So you need something. There's no event between the Bedika Laila and the Zman Nisra. It just comes. So how's the person gonna remember? So if you associate it with the Maisa Bedika, then you'll make sure he does it. So in other words, you're right. There's really no reason to do the Bittul at night. If you don't want to tie it with an event that he's Osagin, he's gonna forget it altogether. Vinivatle. Now why is that a better answer? We just said if it's not tied to an event, the guy's gonna forget.
Well, it's not an answer to the question. Why did you say maybe you should do a barba or a chamesh? You should have asked why didn't you do a chamesh?
Okay, so Rashi says, "Liskinu rabbanon, right? L'chol adam livatel belibo v'tchilas sheish nahashta lo pasha dika zikaron tuva sherei asuk v'sreifaso." So that's the shas habior, right? During the sixth hour. During the sixth hour, that's Poshesh. So he's involved in the actual destruction, so he should do Bittul. He does not do the Bittul. Right. So one second. So now the Gemara says, Kevan di Isurda bon nivuya kido raisa dami. V'lav v'r shusei kaima. V'lo motzi mevato. Interesting. So since there's an Isidra So that everybody agrees, right? That's like the grizz you're doing. That sixth hour is like if the Kain Daraisa Issa, right? Therefore, he says, Eino, therefore it's Kedor Raisa Dham. The Eino Shalom, the Lomotzi Mavatale, the Libo, the Kevin, the Chosale, the Mashi, Porta, Overale. Interesting, Rashi. When is he going to be over? I guess he means after Chatzos, like Rashi seems to hold. The Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzei after Chatzos. So, yeah. But what's he saying over here? What does he mean? Is he's Chosolei? Oh, he means to say back to the original problem. I mean, the back to the original. I mean, if he finds something on the tug. I mean that problem. The problem of Shema Yimase, right? So he won't do Bittul. He won't be able to do Bittul. It's funny, Rashi, you know? Gemara just, yeah. But he's talking about now and saying now it'll be a problem of plus.
When he finds later.
Right, let's go a little further. He says, Domarav Gidal, Omarav Chia Bar Yosef, Omarav HaMekadesh Mishay Shosu Lamalo, Afilu B'chiti Kur Dinaiso, Ein Choshen L'Kidushin. Okay. So, Narash says, Mitzvila Sheish, the Isur Rabbanu. Okay, he's learning, it's even from the beginning of the 6th hour. And even these hard kernels that grow in Hare Ararat. So even though they're very hard and they don't get, it's hard for them to become chametz. A few lochi ain choshen lekidushin in bo aleim mayim. Yaf agav the asi isur hanoas chametz the rabbanon the sheish umifka kidushi Torah vishori eshes ish la alma. Okay, it's a very difficult problem. This is a difficult problem. This is how Rashi is very a lot said on this Rashi, but basically, this is like a chumash for Rabbana, right? That's the problem here. They consider it like a chumash for Rabbana.
What about like other
Rashi? All right, it's too big. It's not our issue, but it's a big problem. I think the Ron discusses that length also. Okay, anyway, so. But for us, we're just sticking with the basic idea that they're clearly. Well, here's the question: is there an issur? There certainly is an issur d'rabbanan over here, right? And Rashi's learning is from the beginning of the 6th hour, okay? And to say that not choshish for the kedushin implies that there is a d'oraisa issur too. We'll have to see. So he says, like, well, no, really, is there a derisa? Is there a chametz in this gemara? Yeah, because it says, because all the gemara says is bin nevatli b'shis, right? Even the sura rabbanu, you believe the derisa done. But you do see from Rabbi from Elazar, correct? After chatzos, the gemara says. Mishe Shosu Lamala is not Bereshusha, right? That's Daraisa for sure. On the bottom where the Gemara says two things that are not in your rishus, correct? The Bor Bereshusha Rabin and Chomis Mishe Shosu Lamala. So that's certainly from Patzos and on. There's a Daraisa Afkoas Rishus. So that must be Midaraisa Nisrano, right? For sure. Okay, and now the Gemara is saying even in the 6th hour, there's an Issur Rabbanon, and it also prevents bittul. Now, the question is, what's the exactly is the raya from Rav Gidol and Rav Chiya point of that to the fact that they can't be bittul? Seems a little bit contradictory, no? But again, I don't really want to get involved in that. I want to see if we can get to the question of the issur of what's the source of this issue, of this issur. Is the source of this issur Rabbi Yehuda, or could it even be Rabbi Shimon? Okay, and let's just do a little. Yes, right. That's the issue that the Ron and the Ramban have discussed. But one second, let's go a little further. Now the Gemara says, "Ulavasa Yisura lo motzi mevatale." Is it really true that you can't do bittul after the manaser? Vaha Tanya Hoyer Yoshev the Beis Hamedrash v'nizka sheyesh chametz b'sof beis. So mevatlo belibo echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. So the Brisa says a person is sitting in the Beis Hamedrash and he remembers that he has chametz in his house. So we can build mevatel it, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yom. Bishlama Shabbos nishkachas lo kigon shechal arbo asar lios b'Shabbos. So you can work it out on Shabbos if the 14th is Shabbos. So then he's in shul, he's in the morning before the Zman Esser, and he remembers he has chametz, so he has to do bittul. It could be before the Zman Esser. In other words, you could be in a situation where you have to do bittul. On Shabbos before the Zman Esser, because you can't do beer anymore. and the Divine Hester is coming. But what does it mean on Yom Tov? Basar Isurahu. So now it's impossible to say that it's on Yom Tov before the Zman Isur. Okay, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Hocha, B'Talmud, Yoshev, with Rabbo Eskinan, V'nizka, Sheyesh, Isa, Migulgelas, B'so, B'so, V'mis Yorei, Shema, Tachmitz, Kodim. So he's worried, Kodim, Mikameh, this is the Tachmitz. So no, it's talking about, you're right, it's after the Zman Isur, but it's before it becomes Chometz.
Going to attend it this year, and it seems like dragging on.
Yeah, let's see. Isa migulgeles shelo yichmitza mupnei emas kavod rabo. So it's Yontif. You need fresh matzahs on Yontif. You can't eat that old stale stuff. So you're making a nice new dough. You run in for a quick fart, and like Moshe said, dragging on. So what are you supposed to do? That's interesting. So what does it mean in Mavatala? The Kadam Mavatala, Balibo. The Adayin Hebrew Shuso Shul Nesrolo. So it's not before the Zman Nisr, but it's before it becomes Nisr. Now what are you going to say? That Isa Migulgeles is like nothing. It's like offer to me. That's what you have to
This
say. It's good for the ones who learn Hefker. I mean, but to say that
it's
yeah, maybe biddling with my comments.
We can't put you can't interrupt this year to pull together three guys.
Who says Tashbisa works on something that's going to become from it? So that's the Ron's pshat. The Ron's pshat is no, that the din of bittul is that since the Zman Isser is coming and he's going to turn this Cheftza into an Isser, and knows when the Zman Isser comes, this object will be removed from your Rishus automatically, and you'll be placed with and you'll be saddled with the Rishus Isser. So because of that, that's how bittul works. Bittul works that you can based on that reality, you don't need a full maaseh, right? You just need have a gilei das that the reality of the hotzos reshus is in line with with what you want, and therefore it doesn't become stuck in your reshus. So for that, it's good here too, because the guy knows that when it becomes chametz, it will become an object that he no longer owns b'toras mamonis, but now has an ownership of Torah's Isser. So he can say, I don't want that. That's his bittul. The bittul for the Ron is really that when the Zman Isser comes and the Torah and Midin Isser HaNo, it's removed from your Rishus, that he's maskim to that removal in a certain sense. And the Isser Bal Yiroah would be he's trying to go, it's like the Ramban uses Lashon. You're masking with the Das Torah. That's the bittul. You know what I mean? So it can work. It's not really mafkir. It's not really a bittul on the Esau, but the bittul is a certain das that the chefs of chometz, which is removed, midine isser hanah, is a full removal. And is in line with his. It's not connected his bias. Right. So if someone comes in and bakes it quickly, beforehand. Yeah. After he's mevatel belibo, someone comes in and bakes it quickly. So it would seem he still owns it. It would seem he still owns it.
I mean, wow.
He wasn't
mafkir.
Oh,
he wasn't
mafkir. Or the guy did the bittul.
No, it's the guy's in the shir, and he says, I've got 10 minutes till it becomes chametz, and it's a 12-minute walk home. So I've got no choice, I've got to do bittul. But 5 minutes later, someone comes in and bakes it, matzah. So according to Tosfos, so if you have Hefker, and mm-hmm. the guy can have it, right? But according to the Ron, it would seem it still belongs to him. Could might have to pay him for the labor, but okay. So, but Rashi takes it up a little bit. He says like this: the Gemara says Deka Nami. This is a little bit tough. Yeah. Deka Nami. Why? Dekatani Hayayoshe Biso Beis Hamedrash Shmamina. Okay, so Rashi is like this. Deka Nami. What? Da Dayan Lohichmitza. So that's the question. Are we talking about an Isa that is already chametz, or an Isa that is going to become chametz? What's the lashon of the brayso? It just says nizkar sheyesh chametz b'sof beso, and the Gemara is taking it totally out of the mashmos, saying it's something that's going to be chametz in the day. So where's the hakibim medayik against the lashon? He says the ketani. That's the deal. He was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. Dimashmo. Now, if a guy is in Beis HaMedrash, would he have chametz in his house? No, that's not the deal. Dimashmo mipnei she'ein yochol lokum v'leilech misham hu mevatla b'libo. So it's mashma from the Braisa that why is he doing bittul? Only because he can't leave the place he's at. Right? Yes. If he was in the shuk, he'd have to run home, I guess. Right? So it's mashma mipnei she'ein yochol lokum v'leder. He has time to get home, but he can't leave. He's in the Beis Medrash. That's why he does bittul. All right? V'i b'chametz gomor lomo li yoshev Beis Medrash afilu imhoya ponoi. So if it was actual chametz, why does he do bittles? Because he's stuck in the Beis HaMedrash. No matter where he is, he'd have to do bittel immediately because he's over right away. Right? Ma biyodolasos yoser hashposas halev zehu biura. There's nothing more that he can do because he's either Shabbos or Yontif, right? He's got actual chametz in his house. And running home is not going to, he can't do anything better if he runs home. So it's not because he can't get home, he does bittul. That implies if he could get home, there's something better to do. But it's already chametz. What's better? There's nothing else he could do.
Right.
Assuming you could do bittul after, right? Elavad. Now, Rashi says, right. Hashbosa belev zehu biuro. He's really tight with that. The Ashbasa is the Bila, just like the Ram says. Elavadai, kishiyesh biyodah l'sakein kai. It must be he has a way to fix it. Ubiyodah l'afosa. Yim haya ponoi. So see, if he had time, he really could prevent the whole thing. Oh, we'll blow if mitzah dayin. Umishom yom. Okay, so that's why. The only problem is, it says Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov. That's the only thing. Yeah, that's the part I don't say. Because when you should.
Two different cases.
Umishum Yom Tov, that's what Rashi says. Umishum Yom Tov, Nokat Yoshev Beis HaMedrash. Right? Now, it's like Yoshev Beis HaMedrash, the Mizkar Shiesh Chamas Psof Beso, Mabat Rebelibo, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov. Boy, a tough read of that, right? So he's saying. For the Yom Tov case, it says he's sitting in the basement, right? Because on Yom Tov, he really could get home and bake it. Shabbos, it doesn't matter whether it's chametz or not. I mean, Shabbos is going to have to be chametz. The guy can't be making dough on Shabbos. It's not possible. Just waiting for that. Okay. But no one goes to the Beis Medrash at night. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You don't have to say that. I mean,
that first day of Shabbos?
If you can assume you can do Bittul after the Zman Esrei, then it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, for the Maskana. So the Maskana you're going to have to say, right, the Shabbos case is Lifnei Zman. And it's Chametz Gomor. And you can't do Sreifa or whatever it is. So what's the difference if you're in the base measure or not? Not right.
That's why it's not
the fifth hour.
Yes, we put this minus.
Yeah, but you can't eat it in the fifth hour.
Maybe Mark comes in a piece of
Let's see. Ubi Shabbos Mesukma B'Chametz Gomor Ubarba. So it's probably a Shabbos. I mean, yeah. Right. I don't know. Well, what is Rashi saying? He's saying when we should yom tov naka yoshei the base of medrash. Because on yom tov, there's something yoshei the base of medrash implies if he was just stam taking a walk, he's got to run home. It's Chomesh Gal before the Zman Esrei.
And if you're worried about it, you should have to go home and eat.
You have to be chayav to go home and eat it. Just stuff food in his face. That sounds crazy. So it's more than he. It's more than he could be. It's more than he could eat. I don't know. It's more than he could eat. I could fix that problem. No problem. That's a good question, right? Could he be zara leruach the umat liam? So there's no eruv. There's no eruv. Can't do it. Next. You don't need base magic for that. Yeah, interesting. So there you have.
Well, what's the more is it really questioning when you can do bit all
that? Right, I mean, it's funny. Huh? It's funny how it. How's that possible?
It's a question on James Barber's.
No, he just says that, right? And they're saying because of that, it's impossible to do bit all. Rabbi Loza doesn't talk about Bithel. He's just saying there are two things that are not in your shoes. Two puts in your shoes to be over.
So right. What I'm saying is, even if that's true, then it's not in your shoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This was a mental process.
Yes.
Even if you're possible. Overcoming all of that cost in some part of it, so it just one longer my statistics.
Yeah, absolutely right. Actually, I was going to say something like that. Was, even the grappling with it is still part of the bit. Right? What are you saying? Like,
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. I was thinking about it something like that. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, but what, an interesting thing to think about, and it'll come up when we go through the Ramban Naran a little bit more. I think is. What's the essence of Bittul? Is the essence of Bittul, like the Rambam seems to put an emphasis on, like it's like Ofa. You know what I mean? What's the essence of Bittul? Is it in some way like mentally destroying the thing, which is weird, right? Or is it essentially removing the Lacha in the Chafetz, which is more rational? That's the way the Ramban pushes. Right, you can't really make it offer, but chametz. That's like, but that could mean it's no longer like your chametz because you view it as offer. So the shame chametz no longer has relationship.
You think withdrawing your minus?
Something like that. Not quite like that. Yeah, that would be doing it with myself. Okay, so this is what we should try to do. So let's. I don't want to get stuck on that fifth hour, the sixth hour with the Quindicin. I'm not interested in that. It's a totally different question. So let's try to do the Ramban and the Ran on basically their argument with the Balamor. So the Balamor says the Rif is wrong because the Rif paskins like this Gemara. And the Balamor says this whole Gemara is assuming that there's Nisr on Mechatzos Ve'elch, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. He passed like Rabbi Shimon. So there's no, this whole Gemara is not Lalacha. Okay, so the Rif takes this Gemara. No, he takes it Kalach, and the Balamor says it's wrong. It's not Kalach. Right. Now, what's interesting is the Ramban agrees that we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, but he still wants to maintain this Gemara. So he's learning Rabbi Shimon, the Tashbisu of Rabbi Shimon, generates some kind of an Islamist. If you take a look at the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, so the Rambam counts the Lav of Chametz Erev Pesach, and the Ran right there, and the Ramban right there says he's wrong. There's no Lav. We hold the Rosh Hashanah. But he still holds Midin Tashbisu, you have Yisrael.
He's agreeing with Rosh.
Yeah, I didn't realize the Ramban passes like Rosh Hashanah, but in the Sefer HaMitzvos he has it. Right on the side, the Haslagos.
But the Ran holds that we actually passing like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but he still holds from Tashbisu. He still is learning in the Tashbisu. So he still is trying to explain it. Just me didn't Tashbisu. He holds Lamaisa, yes, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda too. But the Lumdus of the Ran is working on, even from Tashbisu, even the Balamor in his own thing is wrong.
But the thing is, it is possible, according to him, it's possible to hold like Rabbi Shimon Lacharabatzach and like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes, so that's the other question. So there's a tshuva, a shailos and tshuva, Rabbi Daniel HaBavli asked one of those questions on Avraham and Rambam, how the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda before and like Rabbi Shimon after.
Well, the Rambam actually does.
Yes. Yeah. And Avraham and Rambam says, you're basically an idiot. You don't know how to learn anything. Oh, okay. I'll take it. I can't.